Welcome to the two grumpy men, C Grooves and Bobby May, in the building.
Yo, yo, what it do? What it do?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yo.
Let's jump in.
Oh, you know what? Turn your speakers down. Turn your speakers down on your end so you ain't got to hear the feedback. Let's go.
That's better.
Yo. Yeah, as long as you don't hear the echo, you good. Mm. So, yo, it's been a crazy ass week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't even front. Like, I mean, damn, where did we even start? All right, well, where we left off last week, we talked about the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
Capitol invasion. People went crazy,
mm-hmm.
running up in the building. We saw the double standards. It was black folks versus white folks. You saw all of that. Law enforcement was involved.
A lot more shit started. I think more things started coming to light. You know, you had you seen that it had a lot more planning to do with it. It also had a lot of higher ups involved. Seen a lot of people now. You know, them cameras is catching y'all one by one, picking them off. You know, you were owner, you work for police, you was this military official, you was this politician, you know, representative, whatever you was, you know, they picking you off one by one. We talked about also how they was giving them, you know, those sin with what they was charging them for. Unlawful entry and things like that instead of, you know, other charges that should have. I mean, the way that they're portraying it and, you know, making it seem so like, you know, this insurrection and all these other things, that words that they, you know, little cute words they're using. But for some reason, where's the, I don't see no charges of treasony and you know what I'm saying? Where's those charges at? Because if that's what you saying it is, that's not what them charges is just saying unlawful entry and, you know, things. A few of them may have some other, you know, there's like few bits. And I think one or two of them may have some serious charges, but for the majority of them that's getting caught, you know, they getting lightweight charges. They you know, you may they looking at, you know, maybe 9 months if they take it that far. See, you already seen what they did when the rich people was getting their kids in school. They slapped them on the
ironically.
You know, meanwhile, the sister got like 5 years. A couple of them got like 5 years for just putting their kids in regular elementary and public and middle schools. In other
using areas. A different address,
yeah.
Right?
These motherfuckers did some next level shit. They get 30 days.
One just got out.
Yeah.
She got out last week.
Yeah, she did like 60 days.
She did 2 months. She did 2 months, yeah.
Did like 2 months. You know? So, I mean, it's still the, you know, it's like, then you seen a lot, you know, just recently, just the other day, I think I had put it up how they basically, they were blaming this, what happened on, you know, the Black Lives Matter marches and the, you know, everything that was going on in the summer. And they was blaming that on the reason why these individuals ran up in this building.
Who is Antifa? You know, for the people that don't know.
I get them all.
What would be your basic guess on them? Because the media tells you a lot of different shit.
I mean, from what I understand, is they're like professional protesters. Like,
right.
You know, whenever there's something going on, they get out there, they tear shit up, make havoc. You know, that's my perception. Of it.
Right. So we got the same perception. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the part that I'm trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
If they're professional protesters, and agent provocateurs, you know, basically, they rile shit up. How does that equate with Antifa equaling black people? You know what I mean? Or if it is Antifa, you know, why do you think it's them? Like, if they all together in a protest, then they all together. It don't matter what groups is there. If it's three different groups and you got individuals in the group, you can't charge a group. You got to charge the individuals, right? So why name all of these different individuals? Are you naming FDNY? Because they have people down there.
Yeah.
Are you naming NYPD? They have people down there.
Mm-hmm.
You had MTA. They was down there. Like, I'm talking about organizations. You can't blame an organization for its individuals, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. This is a protest with all the people. It's not like an organization went and protested. You're not seeing that. I'm talking about like a city job. Like, all right, this union went. You ain't see a union go down there. Then you could say, all right, this union was fucked up. Everybody in the union is going down. That's different than just saying, oh, well, the reason that they protested, no, the reason that they ran up in the Capitol is because of Antifa or, you know, Black Lives Matter or whatever, like if they was
well,
there. But you can see
that basically that, also that they should have put a stop to it back then, and this wouldn't have happened. That's what they're saying, pretty much.
Oh, that's bullshit.
When they was out there, you let those protests go on, and then they're saying, if we'd have stopped that shit, then we wouldn't have had this shit happen. That's basically.
You know what that sound like? You know what that shit sound like, fam?
Bullshit.
That sound like some. Yeah, it's definitely, well, we know it's a bunch of bullshit. It sounds like some broken windows police and shit. If I stop you from drinking your beer on the corner in a paper bag, then that'll stop a robbery later on, you know, somewhere else. Like some real stupid shit. Like that never made sense to me. It's because these people, when they was out there really in full strength, marching and shouting and doing all of the things that they was doing, They never took a right turn and went up in the Capitol building. They never did that. They wasn't doing that, and it was like Black Lives Matter. And people still getting shot, getting killed. A fucking pastor got killed the other day in Texas. Like, these shits don't stop. So it ain't like they ran up in the Capitol during the height of the protest when George Floyd, when all of that was going on. They didn't go up in the Capitol and try to overturn this or overturn that. Mm-hmm. People were still waiting on the some people had got stimulus checks, some hadn't. You know, it was a pandemic going on. You know, same thing that's going on now. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do that. So, you know, the response is just, it's just horrible, man. And I saw a very disturbing picture online. It was in Columbus, Ohio. They had all the army tanks, you know, down there on, I think it was on High Street, you know, and that's leading to the Capitol. They was deep with the tanks. Like, come on, man. Like, what's good? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
So, well, you know, once again, after this, now you got intel that they gonna be protesting. They were supposed to be protesting in every capital that they, you know, in the country, showing up there protesting. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So now this gives you reason to bring in the National Guards, show tanks on the street. So happily on the 20th, when or whatever it is, whatever day he gets sworn in, is it the 20th he gets sworn in?
Yeah, the 20th.
So on the 20th, he gets sworn in. Basically, he's rolling out the plan that he's putting National Guards and FEMA on the streets to give out vaccinations, free vaccinations. So that just helped you usher in the next thing. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But people ain't peeping with peeping the game. Like we on a chessboard. Niggas setting you up to snatch your king. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so, okay, so the tank is already out there.
They're putting you in a position. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So you gotta, you know, people.
So basically, they're gonna think that the guards is out there to keep. All right. So people are gonna come out for the vaccinations. Like we've already heard that many people will go and are willingly gonna go. Like whether you do or don't, it's up to you. Mm. But the people that do go, there will be some order. And they're going to keep some order within the chaos because there are going to be people that, you know, they're going to be very, very hyper, you know, to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. You understand? So while you're out there, I guess they'll have the National Guard to keep some order in place. You know what I mean? It won't even be about the protesters because what are you going to protest? Like the inauguration is going to be virtual. There's not going to be anybody, you know, in the crowd. Not that anybody would have came out for Biden anyway.
Oh,
because at his rally, I'm talking about the rally. Like when he does rallies, nobody was showing up. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like for the inauguration, yeah, it would have been lit because everybody would have been out there. Like I get that part, but if you're going to roll out the vaccine on that day, you know.
No, it's not that day, but he's signing it in. But he already.
He's going to sign it in.
Yeah, that was the. He's already released his plan stating this is what he's doing.
Right. I mean, he said that months before.
After this, basically what you considered like some plan shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a plan in Resurrected because they had inside help. They had all kind of things. You know what I'm saying? So they had they had the help to get in the buildings and create this chaos and create this picture. So now here comes this picture. I mean, they got dudes. They catching dudes that had they was mic'd up. Like, you don't know what, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm saying. When you don't know what these people are doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're putting a picture, but at the same time, if this was the shoe was on the other foot and it was black people, and that was, man, listen, they would be getting charged. Shit would be getting shut down. Shit would be going crazy right now. Crazy right now. All you're getting is a lot of news talk. Not a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of talk. Because the shit ain't matching up. The shit ain't matching up. A lot of the shit ain't matching up. And we're going to see, you know, because like I seen an old officer was on CNN or something and basically saying, you know, he used to work for the Capitol Police. I mean, he said it himself. Like, yeah, that shit definitely would have been different if it was black people. You know what I'm saying?
So, no doubt.
I mean, come on, man. It's going to, yo, it's about to be strange time. 21 only bringing the more crazy shit with it. 2020 was crazy. 2021 about to be even more. It's about to get even more crazy. That's for real. Like he now you're like, okay, well we're gonna come back and you gonna get your wish. See, he giving out that 1400, huh? He giving out.
I heard, but then he gonna give out the 1400, right? But check this shit out though.
What's up?
So I've been having a conversation online, basically on and off all day. You know, back office, all type of shit.
Uh-huh.
So now, because I'm saying cut the motherfucking check, right? And I've been getting on these athletes and you know entertainers, like anybody that pushes an agenda. You know, you could get some smoke. Like it ain't nothing wrong with catching the smoke. If you consciously know what you're doing, then you could be consciously checked on what you're actually doing. So, you know, if you're going to push that on me, I'm talking about like we were talking about whole basketball, everything. I was like, yo, $40 million slaves, a slave is a slave. A slave does not equal black. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There's white slaves, there's black slaves, there's brown. I'm just using colors right now for the, you know, color and crayon people. But a slave is a slave. Mm-hmm. Entertainers are slaves. Like, yes, they get a lot of money, right? They do. But at the end of the day, if your money is tied to something that you have to do in order to receive this money, then you are a slave to the money. So I'm saying cut the check, because I've been saying that for a minute. This motherfucker going to say to me, I'm a slave because I want the check cut. and I'm a slave to $1,400. He gonna write a book, The $1,400 Slaves. Yo, all I could do was laugh, you know, because that shit was funny. Because another interesting point, you know, DC came with this point. He said, okay, if everybody is a slave that's connected to their employment or whatever, you know, based on your relationships, it's only two pieces in this game. It's the pimp and the hoe. So which one are you? And I was using I used the metaphor, an example of, it's two ways of looking at your job, if it's a job. You either work for somebody or you work with somebody. Two different things. Those are two different mentalities. I work with you or I work for you. Now, if you're working for somebody more than you working with them, ultimately, at the end of the day, if you're talking about slave slash indentured servant versus businessman, then you're a slave. Since people want to be all rigid and be black and white, you know, not the color, but just on the metaphorical ground, they don't want to be in a gray. It's black or it's white. I've been seeing a lot of arguments online, just in general, on, okay, I took vaccines in my childhood. So I took vaccines. You know what I mean? Different ones. Measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, all that shit. You know what I mean? Some things you catch. Some things you don't. I mean, I took the chickenpox. I still caught it, you know, because I had the vaccine. It made it, I was able to deal with my illness a little better. I don't know. I don't buy that theory. I mean, so Fauci came out and he said, "Oh, well, you know, the virus cannot be stopped simply with the vaccine." Now, that is true, because you have to look at the other factors. You know, they got shit in place, right? They got social distancing. You got the mask that's supposed to, you know, that stops the particles from spraying out of your mouth. However, we have seen on numerous scientific experiments with these different masks that they don't stop the particles from doing anything. You know what I mean? Because they, even though it's a covering, particles still get in. We deal with nanoparticles, things that's going up in your nasal cavity. So, yes, what about your eyes? Anything that particles can enter, we ain't walking around with our eyes covered. Well, some of us are, you know, and mentally, you know, your ears. So we had that whole conversation. I'm going, yo, you either work with somebody or for somebody. Which one is up to you. So when you talk about slaves, don't equate the amount of money that somebody makes with whether they're a slave or not. Like that shit is mind-boggling and twisted. But I thought it was funny. You know, I'm a $1,400 slave. I guess, you know, whatever. You know I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to do what the fuck I need to do with it, you know, for the betterment of what I'm already doing. When I get it, I'm not coming back and be like, yo, send me another one. But if you want to send another one, you should, if you're going to lock down the whole country. Because that's what they already said that's what they want to do. And I'm not... what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not against that, per se. If you want to lock it down, if you want to make it look like something that it's not, you got to go all the way, right? Because you're playing the chess game, right? You got to make something bigger than what it is. What's up with the flu deaths? The CDC last year, you know, every year we clock about 60,000, 70,000 flu deaths. Be pushing near 100,000. I read a report like last week. We only up to 1,000. I'm talking about from last year. We only had 1,000 deaths. 1,000? Like, how does a big ass drop happen like that? You go from 60,000, 80,000 range to now to 1,000 to 10,000. What type of range is that? All because COVID came in the mix. This virus came in, and now it's everything. Then I heard other dumb shit, you know, about the death certificate. It's what the death certificate said. I did data entry for many years. You know, when you put something on a piece of paper, I work in an office like that. Yeah, I could type that, COVID. So because I typed it and it became from this office, that means that that's what it is? Like, that shit don't make no sense. Like, it's like they want everybody is, you want to believe everything that you hear from a fake-ass media that's owned by six corporations, 90% of the media, they feed you lies for years, but you want to believe that shit. And you will argue somebody because you heard it on the news. What the fuck does that mean? That means it's true? Like there's no fact checkers for the news. Like, all of the information is getting fed globally. Lies spread faster than the truth. And when you come with the truth on the media, yo, people be trying to shut you down because they don't want to hear that shit because it fucks with their beliefs. What do they call that? They call that what, cognitive dissonance? Dissonance? That's what that shit is. Motherfuckers is walking around with cognitive dissonance. I don't mean to use a big-ass word like that, but that's the only word that I can come up with that, you know, is not as derogatory. Because if I say you're brainwashed, then that's derogatory. I mean, even if you are. You're a Manchurian candidate. You know, that's derogatory. Because, you know, you got trigger words. COVID is a trigger word now. As soon as you hear that. Oh, by the way, people, there's a 99.5% survival rate. So we get locked down for basically a disease, excuse me, a flu, a virus, that you're going to survive. Yeah, you're going to be ailing, you're going to be sick, all of that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Most flus take people down. And depending on your immune system, shit, it might even kill you if you got a bunch of other stuff going on. This is an upper respiratory infection disease. So, yeah, you know, it could take you down. But you locking down the country. So other countries are getting 2,000 a month, 3,000 a month for 6 and 7 months.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a while.
Last year.
Since last year. So here you are, you're going to get a $1,400 check, and that's going to be it. But you know what? If that's going to be it, cut the motherfucking check. Do what y'all do, and let the people do what they do. And in other countries, you know, they still, they collecting money. And here, we get one check. We get two checks. And then you're going to lock us down. You still got, you know, you can't go in certain buildings. So it's like you got to make something. You got to make it into something. Even if it's not anything. I'm not saying that people aren't dying from the viruses. They got a bunch of viruses out here. People is dying. No doubt. There's no doubt about that. But don't tell me that a bullshit-ass vaccine is going to make me feel better as I ail through my virus. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. I mean, y'all need a common sense. Y'all need a common sense vaccine. Like when are you going to make that?
People don't ask all the questions, you know. I mean, especially, you know, black people, they get scared into things. They don't get, they don't do the knowledge and say, let me, you know what I mean, let me get the backstory, let me understand what's going on. That's how they always trick our people, because basically they easily led. They easily led, easily to believe shit, and, you know, always forgiving and forgetting of what their enemy has done to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's the same people that have done numerous atrocities to you. But today, all of a sudden, you believe them. You believe they're going to do what's right for you because your people are the most endangered to this situation. Why? Because you're poor. That's what they're saying. It's because most of your people are poor, so y'all live in these projects and in these hoods and all these places, and, you know, you are more successful than this, and you need it first. So we want to make sure you guys are good. You believe that? Like that? I mean, that's basically what they're telling you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
so they use it now in commercials. There, like, yeah, I know what they did at Tuskegee. They have the nerve to put that shit on TV and use it as a fucking advertisement now. And say that we know that what we did at Tuskegee was wrong, but what the fuck? We still mad about that shit. Like, how are you not? Like, yeah, those brothers have passed. Some of them, majority of them have passed, but you still did this atrocity to them. Like, I mean, you still will not deal. They still won't deal with the other shit. You know how they use black people in their experiments in medical for their medical science and trainings. Like literally, you know what I'm saying? Opening them up, doing all kind of shit on them. I mean, come on, bro.
That was in Henrietta Lacks' story. Henrietta Lacks, her story.
Mm-hmm. So, but now here you go, 2020, because you marched and you was out there this summer, we believe you. We should believe you because you understand what we're going through now, but still ain't done shit. You understand what we're going through, but since we understand you so much, we want to help your people out first. We want to give y'all the vaccine. Come on, line up. Why people ain't taking it? It's what you all you keep hearing is you seeing nursing homes workers and nurses unions and doctors saying the same thing.
Many of them are opted out.
Exactly.
They opting out of this.
They opting out and they wanting. They're not. They want the whole shit. They want to know everything. They want to know everything. Like, they want to know the fact that you're not acknowledging the people that showing that they're having side effects is also a problem. So why you can't say the good without saying the bad, like, because you're trying to play this as, oh, this is good money. And people are, you're seeing people all every day on whether it's on the news, timelines, they're recording this shit and sending it to you. They're putting it out there. People are putting their shit out there. People are taping their parents, showing side effects of what's happening to their peoples. But they're not talking about it. They're just hitting you with numbers. Oh, it's 98.90-something% effective. No. Numbers can be manipulated. Don't believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Men lie, mm-hmm. Women lie, and so do numbers. Shit, believe that. Motherfucker, all three of them motherfuckers can lie to you. So trust that shit. Stop thinking that they don't believe. Don't listen to no fucker because Jay-Z said it. Shit, don't listen to that shit. These motherfuckers think that shit gospel. No, motherfucker, all three of them shits can lie to you because they all can be manipulated. They all can be manipulated. So, it's to me, when you start seeing medical professionals like, nah, I'm not doing that shit, I'm good. I need all the data on that shit. I need I need the, you know what I'm saying? You hear doctors say, I'm in science. I need the whole data. I need all the data. I need to see everything. What does
Absolutely.
That say? When your own person in the same person is telling you, I need to see all of that shit. I'm not taking that shit. I'm opting out of that
data,
shit. I'm not taking it.
Yeah, data comes from humans, human samples. Like, you have to be willing to be the sample, the guinea pig, because you got to have a control group.
Yeah,
you need to test. You need to test, and the people that's going to get the actual antibodies or the virus, or they're going to give them the placebo. You know what I mean? They got to test both sides. Like, oh, I'm getting here, drink this. You'll feel better. And then they're going to give somebody a real drink that's going to actually cure or fix their disease. But the mind is a powerful thing. You got people drinking placebos that's coming out feeling better sometimes. So that's how they know, like, all right, well, this might not work. That's how science is. You got a trial and error. But you need a lot of bodies for that. They rolling this out as if, y'all want to get rid of COVID, right? Want to get rid of it. Everybody needs
to
take it.
You want to get back. But they rolling it out like that, and people are thinking that they're going to get back to the way they were back in 2018 where they was running around. No. You know what I'm saying? It's not. Now you wearing masks. Oh, that shit is like... it seems like you are still you people getting shots and you still wearing masks. You still gonna be wearing a mask because people believe the shit works. People ain't even wearing right masks. They just wearing something to cover their face. It's not a mask. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right,
So like,
a face covering.
like
Like,
you
so
can put on,
I
you can basically go put on a ski mask and cover your face and just, you know what I'm saying? And people, you good. The store won't bother you and say you need to get out of their store because you got a mask on.
Right.
You
could,
know what
go in a bank like that. You can, now, I mean, you could go in a bank with masks. I mean, it's crazy now.
It's crazy. So, I mean, come on, fam. This, like, that. My thing is that how are you going to believe someone who's continuously never done right by you? Every
well,
time,
that's the question that I want.
Every time you think they're going to do something right, it's for the wrong shit. It's for the wrong
That's
reasons.
That's the question.
For the wrong
I
shit.
Asked that same
they haven't
question.
Showed you. When have they showed you that they're going to do right by you? They haven't.
I mean, people have been getting experimented on for decades, centuries. Like, this is what they do. You're talking about, like, there's a long history. You know, it's too many to name. You know, the Trail of Tears, the Tuskegee experiment. Like, it goes on and on and on. You know, this shit, this is a COVID experiment. You know, but, when you start thinking about all the different things that you have been experimenting on under social change, you know, the war on drugs, which is basically a war on poor people who don't have the means to do other things. So they end up on drugs. Now you're seeing a bunch of white people on drugs, you know, opioids and all of that. Like, but they've been on drugs. So they just now that it's in the forefront. That's all. Like, it's nothing new.
Mm.
The poor has been, the rich have been at war with the poor forever. And right now, the population is too many people here. But, you know, as I said all the time,
it's too many
thousands
people,
of people died.
It's too many people. It's too many people because other motherfuckers want to live greater. That's all.
They want to live greater. There you go. I mean, and there's the chess game. That's the chess game right there. You know, here's the other part of the chess game. Thousands of people die every day.
Every day.
No matter what. Your time is your time. So I asked this also. I said, listen, I'm not saying go out there and be reckless, right? If you believe that, I'm not saying walk into a room of infected people and expect not to come out with a cold. I'm not saying, and you know what I mean? Like, if everybody in the damn club got the flu and you in there, there's a good probability that you might come out feeling a little weak. I mean, that's just how it is. You know, but at the same token as this, thousands of people die every day. So if you're not reckless, if you're out there, then how are you, you know what I mean? Like, if you're living your life, how are you walking around afraid and your day is coming anyway? You know, and you're doing shit that's not going to prevent. Like, we're talking about preventive measures. Walking around with a mask that's not going to catch all of the particles, if you're going to do that, then you need to have other measures in place. You need to have your eyes covered and your ears covered because those are the entry points besides the mask. If you want to reduce the risk, you know what I'm saying? But people are not, they're not doing that. You know, 6 feet apart. It's like you don't want close contact interaction anymore. You know, everybody to be a bot.
Yeah.
You want to be a bot, robot.
Yeah. Like, you
I'm not
you
feeling
seeing,
that.
You seeing people talking about they ain't seen any, you know, they ain't seen any families in months. Going on a year. People ain't seen their families. Like, especially people who normally see their families all on a regular. You know? I mean, people are still trying to get out there. Like, people are traveling still. They going on COVID vacations. They calling the shit and all that other shit. But people are still trying. You know, they taking advantage of all these cheap flights and going places with the cheap prices. And, you know, people are still traveling. Some people are coming back sick. Some people are not. Some people, you know, it's all in how you've been taking care of yourself. It's all who you around and how they taking care of themselves. So, you know, those things do matter. And if anything, it should show people that you need to be taking better care of yourself, not depending on somebody to give you something that's going to stop this shit. Because they're not going to give you what they're not going to give you the right thing. Like, I don't believe that you. I mean, this is you can't believe that the American government is going to do any that they've shown any goodwill towards our people. They haven't even shown goodwill to their own people in this time that they've called on, you know, during this pandemic. They haven't been taking care of their own. They literally gave all these people who they made close their businesses, stop working, and all that $1,200 and made and $600, whatever it was, for every kid or dependent. Some people at that first round didn't get shit. And if you made over $75,000, you don't get shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then they waited. You people still getting all that shit back in April. End of the year, they finally gave you on the way out. They started sending people $600 after the holidays or whatever the fuck it was. Right?
Right.
Now he's saying, well, we're going to give you the rest of the 14. People are like, they'll just give us the whole two and wipe out student debt. You know what I'm saying? We'd be good. You know what I'm saying? Wipe out that shit. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? But he's like, oh, we're going to give you $1,400 more. And now this time, everybody going to get students, everybody getting it. Everybody going to get a check. You going to get $1,400 for
well, if you're under 17.
Because if they're over 18 and in college and shit like that, and they file their filing taxes, they're going to get their own anyway. Everybody this time, right? So, even the dependents is getting $1,400. From my understanding, I believe that's what it said.
I think that's something like that. Yeah.
Even a dependent getting $1,400, right? Okay. Fine. But people are still so far behind. People have been entirely affected. That's still not enough. People are way behind on, if they say January 31st, they going, landlords can start filing evictions and shit like that. People gone. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Because there's people, that shit is just how it is. You know what I'm saying? They in a tight spot because they shut everything down in a way that where they may be working, may not give them the same hours. But if you was a waitress, chef, cook, whatever, you know, I mean, you depend on tips. Bartenders and shit like that. Those type jobs are hurting. Those people are hurting. Because every minute they in certain states like New York, one minute he's shutting down everything. No inside eating in restaurants. Then, you know, he lighten it up a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
That's how it is. It's yo-yoing. Oh, it spiked. Everything closed. Like, you know, hospitals are filled. This is, you know, all you're doing is getting this shit from the media. And we've already told you about the media. You should know about the media. You should know the media is a script. They're only giving you what they're told, what the writer is writing, what the writer was told to write. Because it's a show.
That's it.
It's entertainment now. Everything is your entertainment. Everything is your entertainment. It's entertainment. They do it all for entertainment. So, who do you believe? You have to do your own research. You have to read. You have to do your own research. You have to. It's all in front of you. Research. See what it is. Understand what they're talking about. Find out why they're making a vaccine called BioNTech. Why is that? Like, really? I mean, tell me, like, can somebody, why is the vaccine named BioNTech? And you need two rounds of that shit. And if you're there, and the main motherfucker who's in charge of this shit told y'all, this shit, it can help you get through it, but it ain't going to stop you from getting it. So,
right. Right.
Why the fuck are you taking
it? So what does that sound like? That sounds like the flu. Because you know the flu is
was.
the same thing. They don't give you anything for the flu. They give you a shot. This is not a vaccine. It's a shot.
So, and every year you need another shot because the strands change every year.
They mutate.
Yeah.
As science will tell you.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question. Because you've taken vaccines as a child. Like, you didn't sign up to take the vaccine. We got vaccinated by our parents. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this. So if you've been taking vaccines, okay, or you have taken them, and now you decide that I'm not taking this quote-unquote vaccine that they're saying is a vaccine that's just a shot,
mm-hmm.
If I say I don't want to take this, how do I come from a person who was – I took vaccines to now – do you be classified as an anti-vax person? Just because I don't want to take a COVID vaccine, I would be classified as an anti-vaxxer? Do you see how, like, it's so black and white right now? Like people are like,
well,
oh, if you don't do this, yeah, like, what is that?
If you don't do this, you this. Oh, you, no. I mean, once again, you know, it's – that's these are choices that people are making, and they're doing their research, and they're doing their knowledge of getting the facts together and putting it together and seeing how this is affecting them or how will it affect them and who's making it and who are these people and, you know, why are you so eager for the people to take it? Like, you know, oh, such amount of people have died. I mean, people, like you said, people die every day. You know what I'm saying?
1,800 people a day. 1,800 people a day die.
I mean, so here you go, you know, with COVID. And when we say it, it's not that we're not saying that people haven't died from COVID.
No, they're dying, no doubt.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, due to how it attacks and how it hits you and whatever pre-existing issues you have, it's going to... you know, exasperate those shits. And
you die from pneumonia and the flu, too.
Exactly. And you get the flu. That's why when you get the flu, if you notice when you was younger, you get the flu, you was fucked up for a couple of days, and you bounce back because you was younger. But, you know, as you get older, you start not being like, nah, I ain't trying to catch that shit because it's harder to get rid of it. And you be fucked up when you got the flu.
What can they give you for the flu? They can't give you shit. Your body has to fight it regardless. So you get a shot yearly. You get a shot yearly to help you with the ailing that you're going to experience when you catch the flu, but it can't stop. You go and catch it.
And
some people catch it and don't even know they caught it. Like for you, for like say somebody else, they might get knocked down. Like they might have the flu and get knocked down, where me, I might just have a runny nose.
Yeah.
Because our immune systems is different.
Yeah.
That's just how it is, baby. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't rocket science. Like, we ain't talking about, you know, some NASA shit. You know, this is some real fifth grade natural science stuff. Like, it is what it is. Like, everything is not going to affect everybody the same way, you know? So, I mean, so I said all that to say, like, You took vaccines. You don't want to take this shot. The fact that the wordplay has been real crazy the
mm-hmm.
past year, because, you know, this is a shot. Just say that's what it is. It's not stopping anything. It's just like when you get a flu or you get a cold. When you go to the doctor, you say, oh, I got a cold. They can't give you shit for a cold. They can't give you nothing for a flu because they don't know how the virus in your body is going to mutate into something else. They don't know. All they can do is give you a remedy. Do this, do that, get rest, get sleep, drink water, get vitamin C, get vitamin D. The shit that you're supposed to have been doing, but you know, this shit happens. Like, yo, you break down. Your body breaks down. It does.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You may not be getting rest. You may, it's a whole lot of reasons. You got it. That's
stress.
Why, you know,
whole
exactly.
bunch of shit.
It's a whole bunch of shit. Like people, a lot of people that had COVID were stressed out too. Working you know what I'm saying, hard lives. Like, you know, that's why it's affecting the people that you know, poor. because they live a hard life.
Already.
Like, already, exactly. So you trying to survive already, and here this has come. Come on, man. Like, they don't even,
tell
they
me
may
I
not
can't
even
work.
Have, like, those people, some people don't have health care to go to the doctor to go get a checkup.
Word.
You know what I mean? So they don't know if they sick or not.
As long as they breathing, they walking around breathing, they good.
They
like that's how a lot of people are. Like, and even if you can't afford health care and you have health care, going to the doctor is like discouraged unless you really are ailing. Like, you need to go in an ambulance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Oh, and then when you go, you can't even stay with the patient. You can't stay there. You gotta go.
They pushing you out the door whether you got insurance or not.
Word. Like, they, when you bring somebody to the hospital, if you're not the person that's going to be checked out, you got to get out. That once you get to a certain point, like, you can't go with them through the whole process, especially if you think it's COVID-related. Like, nah, all right, well, you got to leave them here. You got to go home. We'll call you. Yo,
yeah.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yo, you're wilding right now. I'm not leaving my loved one with you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You're
bugging
right now.
So, and that's what I'm like. It's like they pushing. They the whole agenda is just pushing the isolation of people. Like, yo, fuck out of here, yo. You know you gotta leave them with us. Leave? No, I'm not leaving anything with you. I'm not leaving anything.
We all leaving then.
You know what?
We're good. We all leave together. We're good.
That shit is crazy. Nah, you bugging. I ain't doing that.
But I mean, but that's the society that we growing up in. So I mean, yeah, that's the black and white view. Like, all right, that's what we dealing with. We're just dealing with, yo, we live in a gray area. So if you're on one side, if I did this all these years and then I stop, that doesn't mean that I'm anti anything. That just means I took a step back and said, hey, why am I continuously doing the same thing? So, yes, if we all take a vaccine together, what is that going to do? It's going to create a mass test study. You know what? I don't want to participate in that shit. Just like I didn't participate in the flu shot. I didn't participate in that shit. I know people that never took the flu shot, never got the flu. I mean, decades.
Decades.
Their whole life.
Like,
they never had the flu. They didn't take the flu shot. Like, so don't beat people in the head. Anybody can catch a cold.
But you know when you got the flu.
The flu is a whole different beast. You're down. That means your immune system is on shutdown.
You're curled up. Sleep.
You curled up. 103 fever, chilling. The only thing you could do at that point, and it's not even about the flu at that point, it's just to bring your temperature down. They have fever reducers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all you can really take, reduce the fever, but it ain't doing nothing for the virus in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's a natural process. That's how that shit go.
Yeah.
Take 2 or 3 days, make sure that you stay hydrated because you're going to be sweating. Your body is in 102, 103. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, but when it's all said and done, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But to try to pump fear into people, so you pump in fear, you got anger because people can't go to work. People lost their job. You know, people that are fortunate enough to actually still be working, you know, whether it's remotely or whatever, then you have people that are, they can't go into school. You know, the kids are home. So now, then you have a choice. Damn. If you're working, if you can work from home, great. Then now you're home with your kids all day. That's a part, from where I come from, that's actually a positive. Because I want to be around my kids more than they're away anyway. Because you know what? I don't want them being brainwashed. I don't want them learning misinformation. Because that's all you get taught in school for the most part anyway. It's a bunch of lies and bullshit. You get your true education when you come home where you can match up what you heard with what you should know. And that's how you become a thinking individual. Because if you just go to a school building and just soak up everything, you just regurgitate it for 12, 13 years. By the time you get to college, you be looking like a damn idiot. Because there's shit that you should know that you don't, because you just believed everything that was told to you for 12 and 13 years. You know, while you were in school. We got to elevate our mind. You know, like the basic premise is, yo, rest works. There's rest, there's water, there's protein, there's fruit. Like, there's certain basic things that you need. Hygiene is also important. I'm listening to commercials. They telling people to wash their hands. What the fuck have y'all been doing all your life?
Mm-hmm.
You don't wash your hands. But then, you know what? I have learned that over time, you know, because I've been at, you know, jobs, I go in there, wash my hands. I'm talking about with other people that can come in the bathroom at the same time. People do go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands when they leave. I'd be like, you nasty motherfucker. You ain't wash your hands. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about, and you work in the same building with the person. I don't give a fuck if I don't know them. I'm like, yo, you nasty. You didn't even wash your hands, man. You know what I mean? And it's usually a white person. I mean, keeping it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I've had those encounters. Like, yo, what, you don't wash your hands? Like, yo, you're nasty, man. You know, so it puts shit in a whole different light. You know, you work, like, people that serve food. You know what I'm saying? Like, your sanitation level need to be very high. You know what I mean? You're serving food. You're serving drinks. You're touching doors. You know what I mean? Like, anything. You're touching your face all the time. Because, you know, like, but if your hands are dirty, like kids, they get hand, foot, mouth disease. That's why you teach them while they're young. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Because they put their hands in their face and their mouth all day. That's what they do. So you got to wash your hands. But I'm hearing commercials telling people to, oh, wear a mask, wash your hands. I'm going like, damn, you talking about common sense shit. Don't be up in, you know, if you don't want to go to a party. All right. I ain't missing, you know what, though? Ironically, me personally, I never really went to a lot of concerts. I went to my fair share, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't a must that I be there. The concerts, the games. Like, I went to a few games in my life, yeah, but to make it like I'm missing it, nah, I ain't missing it. I'm good. I don't got to be at a rap concert, R&B concert, a lot of basketball game. They charge too much money anyway.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And come on. My man, like, we paying $70 for a college game. Like, when you get to certain tiers of a college game, like if it's in a garden, you know what I mean? Like a ticket to a tournament game, things like that. Like, if we don't know, like, all right, luckily we know some college coaches. So, yeah, I'm going to get a comp ticket every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, cool. You know what I mean? But if you're coming out of your pocket, it just being in the building, you got to buy some fries or drinks or chips or whatever. You're spending about $40 regardless. You know, unless you're going to walk up in there and just not eat, not drink. You know, which is gangster too. I mean, you could do it that way. But I guess that's all I had to say about that. You know, slavery is not about change anymore. It has adapted. And right now, if you know what, if somebody's going to call me a $1,400 slave, you know what? I can do without $1,400, right? Because of where I came from. But if I'm getting millions of dollars, right? I'm talking about sports guys and entertainers now. You've been getting millions of dollars for 10, 15 years. When you don't get that $1 million no more, you're going to have a harder life than me not getting $1,400. I can tell you that. It's much easier to get $1,400 than it is to get $1.4 million. Without a question. So, you know, if we all going to be a slave to something, I guess, you know, so we have, everybody got to fight. So, you a slave, you a slave. That's fine. But don't walk around and criticize somebody else for not making a choice that you made without thinking. Or, I keep seeing these people, I saw an ad you know, well, we're going to break the mistrust that was created by the Tuskegee experiment, and they had this black older guy. I'm like, you're a fucking fool. You're a fool.
Yeah.
Like, and it's break. This is this is breaking up families.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, are you fucking nuts?
I mean,
like, oh, you need to get tested if you're gonna come over here. Then I ain't gonna see you, fam. I love you, but from afar.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm not getting tested to come. Like, get the fuck out. So you rather me die? You rather take the risk of me dying rather?
Mm.
You know, I would rather die naturally than self-inflicted. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least let me know what it is. Like, I take the risk if I take an ibuprofen. You know what I mean? I know what that does.
Mm.
And I know how my body reacts to it. Like, so I can take that and I'll be okay. Now, if I don't feel well and I take that NyQuil, that shit knocks me down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. Like, I'm going to sleep. I know I'm going to get a hard 8 hours on that shit. So I don't really like to fuck with NyQuil unless I'm
That shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Even that Benadryl.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I take that Benadryl.
None of that. Like, if I'm the only way I'm going to take shit like that, like, I really, my shit is low.
Yeah.
My resistance is low. I need to rest. I need to chill. If I take the NyQuil, once I wake up from the NyQuil, Benadryl, something like that, I'm good because I had a hard 9-10 hours sleep, like I was in the hospital, you know, with an IV in my arm or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you drinking water and you got rest. So now when you get up from that, you're supposed to continue that pattern. Rest, water, salad, you know, stuff that your body needs to regenerate and build back up your immune system. Sunlight, you need sunlight, you know, no matter what. Vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, everything is not a drug. You don't need a drug for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Eastern medicine and Western medicine. Why we got to fight? There's a balance for everybody, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I chose to eat or drink, too, if I choose to drink sea moss or whatever, you can't come at me if I do that as opposed to, you know, I don't, like I just said, drinking NyQuil or something like that. Preventive versus reactive. I like to prevent shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to prevent it, that means I got to do things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's room in between. You know, I vegans get shut down. You know what I mean? Vegetarians get shut down. It's all, I see people that never smoked, drank, did none of that shit, dropping dead from heart attacks. So it can't be. I know people that smoke cigarettes 75, 80 years. They live into 90. Can cigarettes kill you? Hell yeah. Can alcohol kill you? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know some alcoholics that live 75, 80 years. JD might be fucked up, but, you know, that's what it is. You know, you got people out here, you know, all type of diseases out here. But you live and you die. What you do in between, you got to be preventive. Can't wait till something happens to you and be like, oh, I'm going to try to fix it. Bruh, you're dying every day. But you need to, you know, prevent some shit. So if it's preventive that we out here with the whole, don't tell me that all of this protocol is about saving my life or preventing a virus. Come on, man. Keep it 100. Yo, this we need people to take this shot so we can know the effects because we don't want another plague. You know what I mean? Like, keep it 100. Like, we need y'all to be test subject.
Exactly.
Here's your $1,400 for being a test subject. Shit. If I wanted to be paid to be a test subject, I'll go on Craigslist and go on a fucking medical experiment somewhere. You know, here, you'll smoke this for 20 days and, you know, see how it reacts. Drink this for 90 days. Well, I'm going to give you a shot of this. Let me see your behavior. Motherfuckers be going off the plantation or going off the grid for 90 days. Where you been at? You know, I've been chilling. I've been down. That motherfucker was in a hospital study. He got a check. Yo, he opened his bed. Yo, look at this. You know, I'm looking, yo, I looked at the Brooklyn Nets situation, and I'm going, yo, I want to wish, you know, Kyrie Irving, you know, I feel you, bro, but there's things that come with, when you sign that contract, man, they gave you that bread, there's obligations with that bread. So that's with any job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you have an agent, you know, your agent signed off on it, or maybe you're your own agent, don't matter. Once you sign a contract, they have obligations for that.
Mm.
But he went dark. Like, somebody knows that he's not coming to work. Like, they know that.
Mm.
But the fact that he's being ostracized, basically, because he's basically saying, fuck the media. I ain't got to tell y'all shit. Let y'all speculate. So somebody knows why he's not at work.
Mm.
And that's okay. So I understand that part. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a media individual where I need to dig out some dirt, you know, or he's not coming because of this or because of that.
Mm.
But let's not be naive that there's a lot of shit going on, and although people are getting a lot of money to play a game, they're still human beings, and they don't want to be with the shit no more. Kyrie Irving's an example. You know, I'm not going to be like, yo, he could have a disease. He could have a mental disease. I'm going to tell you something. He ain't the only one.
No.
So there's a lot of people there's a lot of people that they think, you think they normal. Them motherfuckers been crazy. Crazy in the terms of really crazy. Like, come on, man. I'm not going to say, because you're emotional, I'm not going to call you. They got all these terms now. Yo, I ain't feeling it. How about that? He's just like, yo, I ain't feeling it. I don't want to play. So, you ain't playing? So, if you're going to dock him, then dock him. If his money's guaranteed, then you got to eat that. You know, you'll be a cancer, but depending on what you get with your money, you should be good.
They said they contacted him for the James Harden trade.
So? Okay, good. So, they didn't know about it.
So they contacted him. It's not like they haven't been in contact with him. And they're speaking with him. So they know why he's not there.
Yeah, they know. He don't. And for whatever reason, they don't have to display. You know, I mean, there's an obligation to talk to the media, but you just got to talk to them. You don't have to tell them what they want, what they need to know. Some shit is in house. I mean, just how it is. He don't want to be there right now. So let the man live.
I mean, at this point in time, a lot of people are going through shit. Like, people believe that because you make millions of dollars, you're a success. You're somehow immune to having anxiety issues because of this pandemic. Like, what they don't realize is, right, especially people like from our era and growing up, because the way we grown up. Like, the way we grew up was just hard, but it was fun to us. It was exciting because that's all we knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These new cats,
right.
These younger kids, my kids and so forth, they don't know that life, right? They don't know.
Right.
They didn't grow up in the crack era when you could hear, living in Brooklyn, all you heard was gunshots at night. Bah, 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 bah. You know, you just hear the cats cleaning up, cleaning off their shit. Bah, 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 bah. Licking off all night. These kids, to them, that shit is like, oh, shit, we live in a war
zone.
That's
movie shit. That's
like,
movie
but
shit.
But to them, it's like, oh, shit, like I said, we in a war zone. What the fuck is that? Why? Because they don't live, if they're not from that environment, and a lot of these kids aren't, and he's not a kid that grew up in that type of environment. You know,
his father did.
Exactly, but once again, he didn't though. He made sure he got him out of the. He was from the Bronx.
Yeah,
he didn't come from that. He didn't grow up in the projects in the Bronx. He don't
know
no
doubt.
That type of shit. He may have family members from there, and they may be with the shits or whatever. But he still ain't around it because he grew up playing basketball. That was his thing, right? So the same thing you see with these other kids, they're being affected too. These kids, that regular kids that's in school right now, middle school, high school, colleges, they're being affected too because they're scared of what's going on. They're young. They're scared. They don't have a clue of who to believe and whatnot. They're trying to get the information. Their parents may not even know them, so they don't feel like their own parents are giving them the right information. Because they know that this is opening people's eyes to see that, oh, my parents may live in a bubble or some shit. So these kids are getting scared, and they're dealing with all kind of issues, depression. Like, this brother could be dealing with depression. He could have seen that riot or whatever you want to call on TV to the Capitol, and that could have triggered something in him. Some type of anxiety, some type of depression. He probably felt some rage because he feel like, you know, black people, if that was black people, we'd be dead. They had, you know, when we was marching, they had soldiers on the steps ready to shoot and kill us. And here they go, is this shit, and nothing is happening. And he feel away. You can't blame, you know what I'm saying? Just because you make people feel like, oh, you signed the contract. Yeah, things come with their contract. But you don't own me. Bottom line.
There you go. There you go.
You don't own me. I work for you, but you don't own me. If you're prepared to take that type of stance, then you can say, take your money. I made enough money, I can walk away, I'm good. I made more money than I thought I would ever make off of just dribbling this damn ball. And he's made some money. He's like, oh, he's going to lose all this of my $800,000. He'd probably blow that shit on a family vacation or some shit. And it's light. This motherfucker's making $400,000+ a game.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, sometimes shit is bigger than the money. Like, shit is bigger than money. You don't know what he's really going through. You don't know what he's going through. People might take a lot of shit for granted because of the way we grew up and the way we lived and the shit we came through. You know, I heard my kid tell me one day, she said, man, she's like, and I, when I'm telling her, like, yeah, this is how shit was. This is how shit, when I was coming up, this is how shit was. I lived in this type shit. She like... She looked at me and said, man, I think all of y'all got PTSD.
She was right.
She's like, there's no way you can. She's like, Dad, there's no way you can have you laugh at shit that most people think is downright criminal and cringy. I'm like, and you think it's funny. I'm like,
We do laugh at that. Ain't that what
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I had to sit there and think for a minute and be like, it's habit for me. It's just habit to, you know, to sometimes laugh and shit like, oh, that motherfucker gonna get knocked aside his head if he fucking come down the wrong street and where I'm from and laugh. She's like, that's not funny though. But y'all laugh at shit like that. I'm like, because we know.
Well, you can see shit coming from a mile away. Like, you can see what it's gonna be. I mean.
So
I don't know. I mean, that's the truth, though.
But what
PTSD
I'm saying
is real.
But what I'm saying is that this brother, people, you can't say what he's doing. You know, I heard him call him a fake protester. He did it so they can get James Harden. What kind of shit?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. But he gives off a vibe like he has something wrong. He gives off a vibe of he may be going through depression.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's depression, anxiety,
exactly,
bipolar. There's a lot of things.
Could be a lot of things this brother dealing with. We don't know.
I'm going to tell you something.
He seems like a moody individual. He goes
and
through
a lot of people are, too.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's how you control them. I think we all going to go
we've
through
all
some
done.
Shit.
We all
went through it. Like,
but just imagine
that
trying to
shit.
Go through your mood swings with millions of dollars.
I don't know.
Right, just imagine us back when we was in school going through that shit with millions of dollars, how, you know what I mean? Like, you had all this money, but you still ain't happy, or you still feel a way, and you seeing things and your eyes are, you, like his third eye could be opening and visualizing and seeing shit, and it's just real to him now, how real shit is.
Yeah.
And it could be scaring him as a person.
Like, yeah, they call that, that's called the quarter life crisis. You go through that from like age 20, 24 to like 32. That's a real thing.
This is the same type of, this is the same dude who lost his moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people think that that shit goes away.
Nah, it don't go away.
He lost the, he
especially
lost
when
mom.
You when you lose them young. When you
exactly.
lose them young.
So, come on. Like, I think that's why I'm saying, like, you, sometimes you just can't really judge a person's situation because you don't, you looking from the outside in, and you don't really know what this person's going on in this person's head. Yeah, we all like to get a laugh, a good joke in, but this dude doesn't seem, it seems something else is going on with him. You know what I mean?
You can't judge somebody by their money. Like, the amount
yeah.
of money they make, you can't judge them by that.
You can't That's, judge
we,
by
a
that
lot
person.
Of people have made that mistake. Like, they just... They do that. Like, you got to look at the
a
real situation.
And I think that's where the you know, where you have to, yeah, I signed a contract with you, such and such, to work. You don't own me, though.
And if that's, that's the attitude that you need to have. Now, you know, but then here, here's the real nail in the coffin. He's a bad fella with the basketball. So,
mm-hmm.
He's talented, so you're going to eat some of his shit, okay? You dealing with it right now because he knows his worth. So it's like, he, you know, there are a lot of people that they know their worth, and they're like, nah, you know what? I can't do this no more. You know, you got your money. It's guaranteed. Like, what you did with the money that you had is on you. If you prepared for this day, because you know when you're working in certain arenas, you know, certain areas, like, I can't do this forever. People get burnt out. So, it don't matter how much money you're making. There's going to come a point where you're going to be like, yeah, I can't do this no more.
Mm.
And that's going to be it. Nobody can convince you otherwise. It doesn't matter if you make $1 million a year or if you make $25,000 a year. Some people are just going to, you know, it's time to walk away. And you got to be willing to do that. And it can't be about the money. And that's where a lot of people are going to fall short. They put expectations on people based on money. Oh, he get millions of dollars. He can't be depressed. He can't have this. Money don't make you happy. It don't make you happy. But when you have it, yeah, you can do more things. You have more resources. But that's not going to make or break your happiness. There are billionaires that are fucking depressed.
Mm-hmm.
They can't control how they feel. I know for a fact, I had a conversation. Brother, he got his whole shit together. Like, he's definitely a millionaire. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? 5-6 times over. And he's like, you know, you'll see, you got a good life. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going like, yeah, I do. You know what I mean? Like, I got a family. I got a support system.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing what I want to do.
Mm.
I got good health. And I'm okay. But I'm like, yo, you got bread, though. He's like, yeah, but he told me straight up. Like, you'll see, man. I got bread, but it ain't everything. And that shit is crazy when you hear that from somebody who got money. But then again, you got to look at people's arenas, where they are. How you get the money.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know what I mean? Like, if you're an entertainer, you know, there's stipulations, there's shit that is obligations. How you getting the money matters, man. It do. I couldn't see that at 17. Shit, I didn't see it at 27. But by the time I got in my 30s and you start opening your fucking eyes to like, yo, okay, this shit is real right here. Okay, this dude is a fucking multimillionaire. He fucking killed himself. He had an overdose.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck does that happen? This dude made $100 million and he fucking jumped off a building. Who the fuck? When you start like, yo, how the fuck does that happen? And you start really looking at shit, you're like, damn, life will get you. You know what I'm saying? But you got to keep your mind right. You got to keep your body right. You got to keep your spirit right.
Yeah.
It's a real war going on out here. It's a real war. That's it. And this shit been going on for centuries. It's a spiritual war for real. Wow. It's century, and it's real shit. They coming, and you know what? They're coming at your kids, baby. They're coming at the kids. You got to protect the kids. So all of this right here, the information that's out here, the kids of today did not have to deal with what we dealt with. Like there's a series now on Netflix, you know, about crack. It's called Crack, the crack era. I laugh at that shit because we lived it, but it wasn't a laughing matter back then. But it taught us survival. Do we have PTSD? Absolutely. But can we survive multiple layers of bullshit and laugh about it? Yeah, we can. Because we lived that era. Because we was targeted. You know what I mean? Like, they dropped it in certain areas. And then, sometimes, if you just, you smoked it and your chemical imbalance, you're done. You're gone. Fucked you up. You didn't know it was going to do that. Some, you know, some shit don't, certain drugs, you just, yo, you can't play with it. I know people that they won't take a drink because there's alcoholism in their family. They're like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. You know what I mean? Because there's a possibility that it could happen.
Yeah.
So know what you can do. Know your limits. How about that? You know, that's all I can say. That's the best advice I could give right now for 2021. But as you know, like I say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But I would recommend the crack era for the people out there who, you know, the on Netflix, crack. Check it out. If you really want to see, and that's just one angle of it. There's many facets of it. But it's a pretty telling story of what was actually going on back then. Yo, we survived that,
And then you, it's a documentary, but that documentary is pretty much anybody you see turning 50 years old right now, they're from that era.
They're
50 years right now. Everybody in that's like 40.
You could say 43. 40 and over.
40 and over, you come from that era.
Anybody that was born after 1980, you grew up in it, because by the time you was born in 80, by the time 92, 93 came around, you was 13. You know what I mean? Like, so that was when it, okay, let's put it like this. We went through two stages of it. We were in high school when it was, you know, it was out there, but we didn't really know what the fuck it was. But it really started in the 70s. So we was in elementary school. We went through three stages. We went through the first phase where you just didn't understand what was going on. The second stage, we was a little older. We just saw a lot of crime and violence. And then by the time we got into the 90s, we were a little older, and we was like, damn, this shit is real. Like, people is disappearing out here. You know, people that you used to know, you don't know them anymore. Their brain is deteriorated. They on drugs. They cracked out. They gone. They just now rehabilitating themselves 15, 20 years later. Now they could tell the story. Yeah, I was out there, blah, blah, blah. There's a whole bunch of documentaries like that. And these people is our age, so they could live to tell about it. But that shit is real, man. It's heartbreaking, but, you know, we survived it. We ain't have to, though. There's a lot of layers to that shit.
A lot of layers, and a lot of motherfuckers didn't survive that shit. A lot of motherfuckers is just coming home from jail or never coming home from jail. Because of that time, you know.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, we didn't even dive into that. Man.
So it's like a whole lot of shit that go with that shit, and like I said, you know, it was a tough time, but for some reason we found that shit like the most joyous and had a great time.
You know what? It was real.
It was all that.
But you know what?
It was exciting and everything at the same time as it was dangerous.
There was danger all day. You know what I mean? Like, so just think about the crazy shit that you had to endure anyway. This is in life in general. Like, yo, we go to a game to play ball, high school, or AAU back then, which was a little different. But, you know, you go to a game, and after the game, you might have to, you know, make a run. Run to the train station.
Got the jet to the train station.
Yeah, motherfuckers are chasing you.
Chasing
you. Know, what they're going to do when they catch you, you don't know. But you might have
you don't
to
wanna
fight.
Find out
fight you don't want, but you don't want to find out. It's
you don't
want to
find
fight.
Out either what's going to happen.
You know what I mean? Like, so, exactly. So, you know, but when you escape it, it's like, yo, man, this is crazy. You know, like, this, or even hanging out. You used to go to the Bronx. Go to Skate Key. Well, that's a long-ass run from Allenton to Pelham Parkway to make sure that you get that motherfucking fire train. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't no joke. But, dude, you know, so PTSD, she got the diagnosis right. It's real. It's we survived true. It. But it is what it is. You can't be afraid of it. Like, they're going to go through their own trauma and stress right now. Because, you know, it's different for them.
And that's what I'm saying with son. People got to realize, son, he's a young dude. He may be just starting to get close to his 30s, Irving. I don't even know. I know he's been in the league since he was like 19.
Right. Man. So, you see, you know, you're talking about somebody that's like 28, 29 years old. Mm-hmm. That is when you start seeing things a little differently. Regardless of your money. You know what I mean? Like everybody could be set, you know, around you. But are you? Yeah, financially you're good, you know? But you got to be spiritually good. You got to be mentally well. And your money can't save you from that. It just can't. And then you look at all the examples of people who do have a lot of money, but are they right? Are they mentally right?
Yeah.
And they'll look at you like, yo, I want your life. You know what I mean? It's like,
you looking like shit. I just need a little touch of your life.
Yeah, I just need, like, give me some of your coins, fam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because that's the separation right there. That's what makes, like, okay, we're good, and I don't got $5 million at my disposal, shit like that. But I'm still good. You know what I mean? So if I got that, I'm on a whole nother tier. Like, I'm gone. Like, you ain't going to hear from me. You're going to hear from me on the podcast. That's about it. Yeah. C. Grooms and Bobby May on the check-in from where you don't know. Like, that's it. You just check it in. You know what I mean? Like, that, there's a difference. You know? So, I mean, I wish people well. I mean, I wish that brother well. This wasn't even about Kyrie, per se. It was just that we need to put that out there for people to understand that, yo, the money don't got nothing to do with your mental capacity, what you can deal with at a certain period of time. That capital shit, it fucked a lot of people up. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are they doing? Like, what are they doing?
Because
when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck are they doing, man?
Exactly. I was like, what the fuck? When you found out
it was people when you found out it was like law enforcement there, you know, like people that, I'm like, yo, y'all work in law enforcement. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah, they was flashing badges to get in the building.
Word. Like, what, congressmen? So you voted for these motherfucking congressmen, okay, and senators, and they up in there. They with the insurrection. They, oh, we don't like Trump, and everything is just going to fall on Trump. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
I'm not, whatever. Like, I get it, but he's not the problem in your life. He's part of a problem, okay, depending on, you know, how you move in this world. But what he do didn't affect me. But that's just me. I didn't spend 4 years talking about what Trump did to me. Come on, man. Come on. That's so, what's the word I'm looking for? Shallow. Are you real shallow? If it's all about what he did. Politics is a dirty game. So the people that you put up there, they matter. So your Congress and your Senate, they still fucking you over. Mm-hmm. They're going to send you $1,400 after 9 months. I said it's $5 a day. Basically, you waited another, you made it 9 months so you can get $5 a day. That's basically what you're going to do. The $600 you got, most people, that shit is gone. So now you're going to wait on the $1,400. You get it. That shit is already gone before you got it. Now what? Another lockdown? Unemployment still high. People that's on unemployment right now, they good. But now, good for 6 to 9 months. When that shit ends, where they going to be? Unemployed, no money. What are they going to do? What about the people that's working? What are y'all going to do? You know what I mean? Like, what about the businesses? They haven't opened up yet. They can only do takeout. What are they going to do? I walk by restaurants right now. I'm in New York City. There's restaurants right now. They're only doing takeout. Some of them is only doing takeout.
That's what I was saying, dude. So you know, a lot of bartenders, a lot of waitresses,
cooks,
they down. You know,
shit is real.
Businesses is suffering. Shit is closing up. I mean, some people, they lost everything. You know, they put everything into these businesses, and if they couldn't adapt, it's gone. You know, this shit is wiping them out. So.
It's over. You know. But, you know, hey, we here to two grumpy men, C. Grooves and Bobby May. We had to check in. You know, check out the website, twogrumpymen.com. We got ebooks, we got merch. It's a new year. Don't wait till Black History Month to get enlightened. Black History Month is every month. It's every month.
It's every month.
You know what I mean?
Read a book once
Pick
a month.
Pick up a book. Word.
Learn something. Keep the mind learning.
Feed yourself. Feed your mind.
Yo. Get your mind.
You know what
right.
I mean?
So
we out here. We will be back on another check-in. Yo, stay safe. Feed your mind. Rock with the two grumpy men. Yo, we ain't angry. We just grumpy, but that's how it is. We survive and advance. So that's what we do.
That's it.
All right? So the two grumpy men, we out of here. Peace.
Peace.